right, let's move to public comment. And I want to indicate that for members of the public who may be commenting, we do have a 3-minute time limit. We're going to be utilizing that for purposes of organizing ourselves and managing our calendar. So Christina, I don't know if we have any public comment either online or written, but if you would let us know, that would be great.
We don't have any new ones. We do have some that were submitted during the audit committee. And those two members have requested that they be read into the record of this meeting.
All right. If you would do so, that would be great.
The first one is from Melissa Hagen. Where's the money you took from me? Will it be repaid with interest? Money taken from on-call pay 5+ years. She then submitted an additional comment. Where is my money? You took out 25 to 27% of my on-call pay. Now that on-call pay is no counted, where is the money you took out with interest? I want this in writing now before we die of old age. And then the second individual is Lacey Friedman. She sent two questions regarding AB 197. One, I am listening now and there's no way for me to follow up on my question from last week. Two, what was the discussion and answer about my question of when you will give me my money back? While I also get the county's portion, I am not hearing it addressed today. Why in the world can't we ask questions live? Every other Zoom meeting, schools, government, et cetera, have the ability. How can we ask a question when we don't know where the discussion is going? It's not fair as it limits our input when we have to guess what to ask. Lacey Friedman, don't wait for the storm to pass. Learn to dance in the rain. And that is all the public comment we have.
Okay, great. Thank you. Just for the record, we do have the capability in the webinar format to take public comment live. And if I'm misstating that, Gail, please correct me. But we do have that capability and are utilizing it now.
That is correct.
All right, thank you.